Friday. I love that song. Mason, Ireland, what's going on? Yeah, it is F It Friday, officially.
It Friday.
And Momo is hanging out today. Momo, what will you do with the big holiday weekend? Will you work the phones all weekend, or will you just enjoy yourself?
I will be taking my oldest son to his various activities, mm-hmm. and he's really into the dance.
Go,
dance.
Daniel, go.
Like what he's kind like of a, dance?
Like ballet.
Ballet?
I'll show you like a photo of
he'll
him.
Be,
you're not
he'll
really.
Be the next Parishnikov.
Can he plie?
That's he can plie, he can releve, he's like mommy first position,
Beautiful.
He's like, I'm telling you, he's into the dance.
Good for him.
He's really into gymnastics, so he's just doing forward rolls everywhere, like on the couch.
We're all going to be watching this kid in Cirque du Soleil one day.
Yeah. He's like a daredevil, you know?
So before we're going to do 2 o'clock all the day, and I'm going to do this one just because I've never heard of this place or somebody wrote it down wrong. Hoppery Valley, is that right? Hoppery Valley?
I don't think that's a place.
The name is Hopper from the Valley.
Hopper from the Valley.
Hopper from
Tyler
the Valley.
Tyler just messing the whole thing up here. Jeez, man.
Right. I was like a Hesperia, maybe.
Yeah, we'll
like,
see what Hopper wants to talk
Yoruba
about.
Yoruba Valley. There's a Yoruba.
From the Valley. Hopper, okay. You're on 710. Don't ask us how we're doing.
Yeah, that's correct. Hopper and Sherman Oaks.
There you go.
Momo, go Chancellors.
Okay, that's close. That's Chatsworth.
Yeah, well, my kid's going there in like 5 years. Anyway, John.
Yeah.
The best stain remover you can get for clothes is Folex. It's this enzyme that's actually for carpet.
Way ahead of you, Hopper. I have the industrial size bottle of Folex. And because I've had two puppies, it has saved very much of the carpet at my house over the years.
What's it called again? I need this.
F-O-L-E-X.
Got it.
It's fantastic.
And it's the most unassuming bottle on the shelf. It's a white bottle with like purple print.
Yeah. There's also this stuff called Mostenbachers, which you can get on Amazon.
God, you're just...
That'll remove anything.
Well, my cat is older and she goes on the rug all the time.
Right.
And it's like the worst spray.
Folex is what
you
need.
The only thing I ever use is baking soda and vinegar.
No, you get, Hopper's right. You get this Folex and it's like nothing ever happened.
Anything else going on there, Hopper?
Lover. Last thing. So my nephew is starting for the Lancaster Soundbreakers tonight in the bus league. So Lancaster has minor league baseball going again in the Pecos League. So if you guys live out there, check it out.
Awesome,
beautiful.
Man.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Hopper.
All right,
appreciate
Hopper.
It, man. Wait, hang on a second. Let's do the 204 call of the day just because I got a feeling about which one, John?
I was thinking Susan on line 5.
Susan on line 5. Okay, let's go to Susan. Hey, Susan, welcome.
Hey, I'm at Whole Foods. I've been on hold. Couple things.
Yes.
John Ireland just answered one of my questions because I'm a laundry person also, and I iron my pillowcases.
Good for you.
That a girl, Susan.
And everything.
Yeah.
So I'm really into that. But I'm a huge basketball fan, and I'm from Detroit, so I can't be a Detroit fan. I wonder what you guys thought. The Suns coach interviewed there, but he turned it down. Who are they going to get as a coach? Because they need one.
Uh-oh, okay. Look at Momo. Susan,
Momo perked up as soon as you said that. What do you know, Momo?
So I think Monty Williams was like their first choice, but I think Monty's taking the year off. He's been offered a few jobs.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah,
he's got some stuff going on that he wants to take the year off. And so I think Detroit, I don't really know what they're waiting for anymore, but the name I keep hearing is Kevin Ollie. That's the guy, but you know he's the Connecticut coach.
Yeah.
He's always been seen as a really good prospect to be in the NBA. I think the Lakers talked about him many coaching cycles ago.
Yeah.
But the guy I would love to see get a chance is my old Stanford buddy, Jaren Collins.
He's interviewed in a couple of places. He got some rings, Susan, with the Warriors. By the way, that Pistons roster
really good.
Is really good. If they can get Cade Cunningham healthy, Jalen Duren is really, really good. They've got Ivy's really good, and they've got another top draft pick coming in.
Yep.
Susan, they're going to be good if they get the right coach. And now all of a sudden, like, if Nick Nurse doesn't have a job in 2 weeks, I'll be shocked.
So it's really, I don't really know why things are waiting. But I had some. You want to get in the weeds?
I have an idea why things are waiting.
Because see what happens in Boston.
Yeah, that's why.
But
hey. now that they've won two games, I don't think Joe Mazzulla gets fired.
And I don't
fired.
Think they were ever going to get rid of Mazzulla. I think he's always going to be. They're going to get Frank Vogel
to sit
staff.
On the bench next to him. Exactly. Yeah. And then Frank will do what Mike Brown did.
Yeah.
He'll do a 2-year term as a lead assistant and then go back into a head coaching job.
Before we let the Detroit call go, okay, I'm just going to toss something out because I think it's a little bit.
Okay. So
this is probably not going to happen, but I'm just going to just plant this in the water. Okay. Wouldn't you just love to see Doc Rivers get a team like that? Like, don't go coach the two superstars who can't get over the hump and then get fired in 2 or 3 years. Give him a young team to go coach,
and
be an old school guy. To build
Why
a culture.
Would Doc do that?
He
doesn't need to. He can make money. He can go to TV. He can go play golf at the Bel Air Country Club. Susan, did you have one more thing you wanted to ask?
Word in.
Yeah, Susan, what did you want to say?
All the players from Detroit, the young players like KCP, all the players that were from Detroit are all playing great in other teams. My three teams this year were the Suns, the Warriors, and the Clips. And now I want Miami to win. I'm not a Lakers fan. I'm excited for Denver. And I just hope that Miami wins because they're an older team. They won't have a chance again. But, you know, Boston will because they'll go forward. But I don't think Buckets will be able to go forward next year, and I don't think Miami has a chance. So I
love that she calls it
Buckets.
Yeah, I love that you call
Susan,
it Buckets.
Susan, great call.
Yeah,
thank
great
you for
call,
calling.
Susan, thank you. Sorry you're going
to
lose all that money
Whole
shopping
Food.
At Whole Foods.
I go to Whole Foods, and I'm like,
Wait, ridiculous. Do I really want to pay $17 for a bag of peanuts?
Do I
I'm
need
not sure.
an olive bar? Like, the olive bar is really interesting, where they've got, like, 9 kinds of olives, and you choose them.
Momo, let me ask you a few more things, since we've got you for a limited window. Where is Russ?
Like an AMA.
Yeah, where is...
I'm on Reddit. Let's go.
Yeah. Momo, anything. AMA.
Where is Russell Westbrook next season?
I would guess he is back with the Clippers on that vet minimum thing.
So he's going to play. 3.7. He's going to go from $47 million to $3
million. Yeah, or maybe Washington. I could see that. Michael Winger was the GM with the Clippers when they brought him in. He had some good success there in Washington. I could see that if he's going to go elsewhere. But he's from L.A., man. They had a good thing going in L.A. I'm very curious to see what the Clippers do because if I was in charge, I don't think I would bring the Paul Kawhi thing back.
I wouldn't either, but I think they will, don't you?
I think they will.
I think they're scared of those two guys.
Yeah.
And they're scared that if they go somewhere else and hit big that they'll look like idiots. And so for that reason, since money is no object with them, they just keep them to avoid getting embarrassed.
Year.
Yeah.
What else you got? What else?
Well, the fact that the Phoenix coaching list came out and Ty Lue wasn't on it, is that rumor dead that Ty Lue would leave the Clippers to go coach the Suns?
If you want Ty Lue, you have to pay for Ty Lue.
Right.
He's under contract with the Clippers. I hope
right,
for his sake.
You have to trade for him, right?
Yeah, you have to trade for him. You have to give up a first-round pick or something like that. Phoenix doesn't have anything because they traded all their guys for Kevin Durant. So I don't. Unless the Clippers were going to let him out of their deal, I can't imagine they would ever do that to a conference rival.
All right, I have an idea for who Toronto should hire as coach, and I want you to tell me I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Phil Handy. He was up there when they won the title.
Yeah.
He's won everywhere he goes, they win titles.
I know.
They won titles in Cleveland. They won titles in L.A. They won title in Toronto. It's a young team where they need like a developmental coach that he's really good at. Possible or no?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, he's...
I don't want him to leave, so it's okay
Phil.
With me. Yeah.
I love Phil. I think he's a really talented coach, but he hasn't been like front of the bench, lead assistant. Like he hasn't...
Well, with Darvin he is, though.
Yeah, he's... How do I phrase it? It's like he...
More in the developmental side?
Yeah, he's like a great player development guy.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see him get a chance to do the front of the bench strategy stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know if that's...
Last one for me. Chris Paul. Where's Chris Paul a year from now?
Phoenix.
Still there.
Still there.
They're just going to marry themselves to him even though he's deteriorating.
Year. This year, he'll be there. Next year, maybe not.
Can I give you something hard-hitting?
Let's go.
Okay. Can you talk in a Boston accent?
Oh, pretty good.
Did you hear Barkley try it last night?
It was so funny.
It was so great last night. So,
but you got to walk the car.
Yeah. Here is Charles Barkley trying to talk with a Boston accent last night on TNT.
I saw Annie at Fenway Park in China on top of the master.
Yo, why?
So bad.
Yeah, his is bad.
Okay, that's terrible. Now, can you say it's I saw Ernie at Fenway Park eating chowder on top of the monster.
Okay, you want me to do it?
Yeah, try it.
I saw Ernie eating chowder on top of the monster.
That's better than I'll do. I saw Ernie eating chowder on the top of the monster.
You need a more. You have that, but give it more attitude.
I saw Ernie at Fenway Park eating chowder on top of the monster.
I don't think any of us have it. No. Ramon is the closest.
So I saw Ernie at Fenway Park, and he was eating chowder on top of the monster.
But there's a long history of people botching accents, mostly from the movie The Town.
Oh, yes, yeah. For sure.
But there's a lot of guys that can't
Birdman,
do it.
Can you do it? I saw
Ernie eating chowder. Wait.
You know, you're kind of going. Yeah.
Top of the park in Harvard Yard.
Harvard Yard.
It's a monster. It's really hard for Greg and I because we also slip into like old booby accents.
Right. Yeah. You get a little bit
of
that.
I saw Ernie.
Park the car at Harvard Yard. Like, you gotta like stress the chowder.
Yeah.
Chowder.
Jorge, do you have it? I saw Ernie eating at Fenway Park eating chowder at top of the monster.
No, just try it.
You won't even try it?
No, I saw Ernie. I can't even.
Tyler's
putting in a piece of sound.
Chowder. Okay. So this is what you got to do.
Yeah.
You have to picture that you're in a scene in Good Will Hunting. Okay. You're arguing with Matt Damon right now.
Right.
How you like them apples? Okay.
I got a number.
There you go.
How you like them apples?
Get in character.
How you like apples?
Them apples.
How you like them apples?
Them apples.
Them apples.
Yeah. I'm a quarterback.
Hey, okay.
There you go.
Can you say chowder?
Chowder.
Chowder.
Okay. That's not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah, Horry, you're killing.
I saw Tom Brady, the quarterback.
Quarterback.
And people in Boston are never happy. You ever notice that? They're always miserable about something.
Yeah, they are miserable people. Even though they've won more than anybody.
No, they'll be like Bill Simmons. They'll move to California and they'll get happy immediately.
Yeah. Exactly.
They're like,
exactly.
Wait, life can be this?
Momo, thanks for stopping by.
It's probably better than that than me texting you all the time.
We don't mind that either.
Driving home.
By the way, when you text something, you have to either text
text Ramona.
OTR.
Ramona, you have to say NFA, not for air.
Oh, not for air.
And
okay.
if you don't say that, we're going to assume that we can read it.
Because the last one I sent you was, you can say this on air, or whatever. What did I send you yesterday?
Yeah, just NFA, not for air.
Yeah.
And we'll know not to read it. Otherwise, I read everything that comes
You're
on
like
my
Anchorman
deck.
Over there.
Yeah.
I was driving around listening to you guys. I'm like, oh my God. Between you two, you guys all do it.
Yeah, we all do it. We all do it.
Just...
Mo, awesome to see you. Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Say hi to the boys, to all your boys.
The dads.
I like it.
So here's a question, John. I want you to think about this a little bit. What do you do when your neighbor has a lot of plastic surgery? I got that story coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Park the car in Harvard Yard.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'll talk to my jingler.
What's up? It is Friday. It's Memorial Day weekend. I hope you got good stuff planned. There's nobody in our parking lot today, so I assume most of you are already gone. Already gone and good. Hope you're having fun. So
one of your neighbors looks different now?
Well, this is from, I read this in the New York Times, this letter for advice, and I want to see how you would respond to it.
Yeah.
Dear advice person. I bumped into a neighbor in the lobby of our building. I hadn't seen her for a while, but it was obvious she had undergone extensive cosmetic surgery. Not to be judgmental, but I can't imagine she thinks no one notices. I felt uncomfortable having a conversation without first addressing the elephant on her face, and
it seemed
disingenuous to say, "You look wonderful. What have you done?" How would you handle this?
Wouldn't bring it up.
You don't say a word?
Nothing. I think, by the way, I'm not against plastic surgery.
No,
I think I'll use this example. You know who Kylie Jenner is?
Yes.
She's had a ton of it.
Has she? She's too young to have plastic
surgery. Doesn't matter.
Surgery.
She's had a ton of it. She looks fantastic.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I mean, she looks fantastic, but I she's very young to have plastic
surgery. She's like 23. Yeah. And she's already had like most stuff done, but she looks great. This all goes back to what you and I always say. You be you. If there's something about your appearance that's bothering you and you want to address it, who am I to say, don't do it? Screw me. You do you.
Yeah. No, I agree with that too.
So if this person, for whatever reason, feels more comfortable after doing all that stuff to her face or her chest or wherever she's doing it.
Right.
And it's good for her self-confidence.
But you don't say, even if she's radically transformed, you don't say anything.
No.
Radically.
Would you? Hey, you look different. What have you been doing?
Hey, you look great. What about, hey, you look great?
I don't.
Or do you think that's
I would
even
not make a comment on her appearance?
Well, that's actually a generally good rule.
By the way, I've changed that. Like,
changed
I
what?
Always used to, when Amanda worked here, I would always compliment her, like, if she was wearing fun pants. I mean, Amanda has a lot of fun pants.
Yeah.
So I would say, hey, cool pants. I stopped.
Yeah, that's smart.
Because if another woman happens to be walking by when I say that to Amanda, I know Amanda's not getting offended.
Correct.
But another woman said, well, why is he commenting on her appearance and not commenting on mine?
Right. Or who is he to critique a woman's appearance?
So now I only do it.
You won't say anybody has fun pants. There are no fun pants anymore for you.
Not at work.
Except for Jan Bergman, Mama Fun Pants.
Mama Fun Pants.
Actually said that about Jan Bergman, that she has fun pants.
She did have fun pants in that picture, Greg.
Mama Fun Pants.
But I'm not worried about Jan.
She's not offended.
Yeah, because, you know, I know she has a sense of humor.
Right. Now, do you say anything, Bergman? Would you say anything in this situation? Radically transformed, you know, like one of those?
Absolutely not. Because, look, there's sometimes also where plastic surgery doesn't go well for them, and they still have to walk
Correct.
Around like it.
They're so show called Botch.
And yeah, plus, so, by the way, oh, go ahead, Greg, I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying, because if they don't like the way that they look, but they're still walking around like that, and you say, like, oh, you look great, they're going to get all offended and angry.
Yeah.
So, I know, you do not say anything whatsoever.
Not even, hey, you look great.
No.
Tyler?
Yeah, no. Don't even bring it up. It's been so long since I've seen you. How have you been?
You look great.
Nothing about
No. Take the word look out of your vocabulary in this scenario.
Point to her face and say, great.
How about this? Hey, how are you?
How have you been?
There you go.
That's a little loaded.
Yeah, it is. I'm trying to load the question a little bit.
Right. I would just say, hey, how are you?
That's it.
Yeah.
And not acknowledge that she looks great.
Nope.
No, I did that last week. I went to Burbank. I ran into somebody who I haven't seen in a long time, and she got assets, if you know what I'm talking
about. Oh, right. She got new ones.
She got a whole brand new body.
Good for her.
God bless her.
I didn't say anything. I let her, like, oh, hey, how you been? And I said, I've been great. Good. Good to see you. And I walked away.
And you never know what the motivation is behind this stuff. I worked with a woman that, when I first got to KCAL, I had worked with her in another market.
Right.
And how can I phrase this? When I worked with her previously, she did not have
a full figure.
No, she did not have tremendous upper body strength. And when she got to KCAL, she came back one summer and she was the heavyweight champion of the world, if you know what I mean. And I think it helped her confidence, and she was promoted all the way up to like one of the lead anchors at the station.
Now, did you say anything?
Nothing.
Wow, you look spectacular.
Nothing. I said, hey, great to see you. How have you been?
You know, that's kind of loaded.
I know, but
how have you been?
That way she can bring it up.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it. I see it all the time. I mean, we live in Los Angeles. You see it all the time. I mean, you walk around crypto.com arena and you just look at the faces and you're like, oh,
well, you know, like we were talking about yesterday when I trapped Bergman into breaking up with me instead of breaking up with him.
Oh, that's right.
You know, there are ways you can talk to her to get her to bring it up.
Like?
Okay, so you walk him. You've obviously had major work done.
Yes.
And I haven't seen
okay.
you.
Okay, I'd had my nose, and I had like filler things and Botox and all that stuff.
Right. So we run into each other. Let's
lips.
Have it.
I got the lips.
Yeah, let's see.
Like a duck.
Let's have, I said I haven't seen you in 10 years.
Yes.
So good to see you. What have you been up to?
That's loaded.
No, it's not. Answer it any way you want.
What have you been up to is loaded?
It's not. What have you been up to?
Super busy.
Good. What have you been doing?
Just got out of the
hospital.
You feeling okay?
I feel great.
Good. Happy for you.
Is that basically? The subtext is all there.
Yeah.
Right?
But we talked about it without talking about it.
Right. We talked about it without not talking about it. Or talked about it without talking about it.
Yeah. By the way, I've changed like over the years in when I meet somebody I haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah.
This is another thing I've eliminated. And this goes back to when I worked in Texas.
Yeah.
I saw a guy, and I used to work with him and his wife, who both worked at the station.
Right.
He was our production manager. His wife worked in sales. And I walked up to him and I said, "Hey, Jim, great to see you, man. How are you? How's Pam?"
Oh, yeah, that's a big
mistake. And he looked at me and he went, "Fine," and walked off.
Yeah.
And I walked up to a friend of his and I go, "Hey," I told him what I said. And he goes, "Oh, yeah, man, very ugly divorce about 3 months ago."
Yeah.
He thinks you're poking him.
Oh, he thinks you're...
And I went back to him. And I go, "Man, I could tell by your reaction, I had no idea. And I feel really bad about it." And he goes, "You would have no way of knowing." He goes, I'm not used to talking about it yet. I go,
"Right.
Well, really sorry for bringing it up." So now when I see somebody, I don't ask them about their spouse.
You know what? I try to not ask
if
somebody.
If they bring it up, I'll follow up.
You're right.
But, yeah.
So recently I've been trying to, in this concept of not turtling anymore, I went to a party and my challenge was to not ask anybody what they do.
Okay.
Which is very difficult.
It's so hard.
To have a conversation without saying, "So what do you do?"
I played golf with a guy the other day who I'd never met.
Yeah.
And I said, "So what do you do when you're not golfing?" And he said, "Well, I have two kids. I spend a lot of time with my daughters." He never answered the question. And I didn't bring it up.
Right, because you didn't ask, "What do you do?" You asked, "What do you do when you're not golfing?"
Right.
And he talked about all the other stuff.
But normally what somebody will say is, "I run an investment fund," or "I do this or that," or "I'm a doctor," or "I'm a..."
So like at that party, I could have said, "What do you do when you're not getting loaded?"
Yeah.
Like that's
by the way, I was at a 40th birthday party last Saturday, and there was a couple that I was talking to, and I brought it up. I said, "What do you guys do?" And the husband was looking at us like, "So what do I do?" And looked at the wife, and I was like, "You guys don't have to answer. Don't."
Well, worry, you know, Greg, you're in a position now.
I put myself in a bad spot.
Well, you're in a position now, and Mason used to be in this position where you actually have to be careful making small talk when you're interviewing someone. You can't ask them anything that would even appear to be a personal question. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
You come in. Let's say I'm the program director and you come in, you're looking for a job. And I say, "Hey, okay, Greg, I got your resume here. Looks good. Let me tell you about the job." And we hit it off and it all looks good. He goes, "Okay, so I'm going to get back to you. I can't say to you, are you married? Do you have kids? What do you like to do when you're not here?" All that stuff now is what they call actionable.
Do you want to have kids? That's a big one. Do you?
Yeah, you can't even say it. Like I know you, but if I didn't know you, I couldn't ask about Riley, couldn't ask about what you like to do when you're not doing this, because all of it, then if you don't get the job.
So you can say, you can't say, "So tell me about your family life."
Nope. They can offer it up.
No.
They can offer it up.
Okay.
But if you're interviewing them, you can't ask them any what could be construed as personal questions.
Because like, for example, if I'm a really,
I never do that, but
if
why
I'm
not?
A really devious boss, okay, and I want somebody who's going to be married to the job, and I say, "So how's your family life?" And you say, "Oh, it's great. We do this.
I have seven kids.
Softball and practice and all that." I'm like, devious boss says, this guy's probably not for me. He's got too much going on. God,
well, I'll give you.
Can I talk about my kid? Be like, "Oh, you know, like I was out."
You can say
with Riley, and we were doing.
You can talk about yourself all you want,
and
they
can then talk about their life,
but they don't have to.
Yeah, okay. Don't have to. Yeah.
One of the things that's coming out of this Mike Bone getting fired at USC. Is that apparently he said a whole bunch of inappropriate stuff to underlings, both at Cincinnati and at USC, and now it's coming back to bite him. It's one of the reasons they blew him out.
Yeah.
Well, one of the reasons he resigned.
Well, he stepped down.
Yes.
He stepped down.
But that's a good job for somebody.
Oh, that's a great job. It's all kind of teed up for you.
Yeah.
You all kind of teed up.
You're going to the Big Ten. You got two. They have two huge basketball recruits coming in. Your football team's top five in the country, and you have an alumni base that's very generous with money. Yep. That is a great AD job.
All right, so Kwame Brown. Remember Kwame Brown?
Hands of stone.
He is criticizing LeBron James. I'm going to repeat. Kwame Brown is criticizing LeBron James. Not a joke.
Small hands.
That's coming up next. Mason
not small
and
small hands. Stone hands.
710 ESPN. Hey, it's Friday. By the way, this Friday, it is National Vote for the Mandy's Day. Did you know that? National Vote for the Mandy's Day. So wherever you are,
vote for the Mason and Ireland Show.
For Show of the Year, go to ESPNLA.com and vote. Jorge is our executive producer of the Mandy Awards. Jorge, everything looking good?
Everything's looking good. With the Open, I'm going to work on it this week, and we should be ready for the 10th.
And I would imagine that there is no video of me in my underwear. Is that correct?
There's a lot of video of you in
excellent. My mom and not Step
See,
Back
me daring
so
you to
proud.
Do that's going to win you a Mandy. Yeah, it's going to be totally worth it.
Very, very proud moment in my life.
Hey, guys, vote for Jorge.
And vote for Jorge. Vote for Ireland for most knowledgeable host.
Yeah, vote for Travis and Sliwa. They've never won a Mandy.
Travis is man of the people, right? That's what we're pushing for. I have a full endorsement for him. Bergman, I have a full endorsement for you for Producer of the Year.
Appreciate it.
Tyler, I have a full endorsement for you, whatever the hell it is you do.
Thanks, Mace.
And I don't even... Are you on the ballot somewhere?
Jorge, you Thanks can just you. Fix it so you win all the Mandy's,
exactly.
right? There
yeah.
you go. That's what you should do.
Cook the vote. Cook the vote. All right, so...
Like Succession. You know, just pick your winner and go there. Go that way.
Kwame Brown. Oh, we all remember Kwame Brown.
There's a reason all Laker fans owe a debt of gratitude to Kwame Brown. You guys know what it is?
Small hands. Had to be traded for somebody.
Yeah, yeah. He got his pal Gasol.
Oh, got his pal. That's right.
Yeah. He was the money that made that trade work.
So randomly, Bergman, where you found this? Where did you find this at?
I don't know. I was scrolling Twitter and I just found it.
So somewhere on Twitter, Kwame Brown said this.
I discovered that LeBron, you not that, bro. I'm sorry. I can't hate to say it. You are a stat sheet junkie. You a bad boy when it comes to stats. Throughout history, people are going to, you know, the little nerds are going to look up your stat line and they're going to say, he got to be the greatest player that ever played the game. And people who actually play are going to know that is bullshit. I have never seen a guy of your caliber, a supposed caliber, you don't even get a shot off. You made me bet my money. Hey, LeBron, you made me bet my money. I at least thought Lakers second game, you gonna win this game. You made me bet my money. And you mean to tell me that you didn't have the nerve to tell me you were just gonna run in there and pump fake and beg for the refs to bail your ass out again. How many times we gotta see you flop and you owe that person $30 for that beer? You flopped and knocked the person beer out their hand. Never one time I played with MJ. I never seen MJ flop all the way to the sideline. Have you seen that?
You know who should have been a stat page junkie? Kwame Brown. I'm just looking at his numbers. I'm like,
yeah, one of the most disappointing number one overall picks of all time. Yeah. And you know who took him? Michael Jordan.
Oh, right.
That's when Michael Jordan was running
that
the Wizards.
That all adds up then.
So I think he's got a little bit of an agenda. I think LeBron is underappreciated.
I do too.
I've always said that.
Yeah, I do too.
He gives you a chance to go to the finals just by having him on your team.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people are going to knock him, but I mean,
of all the people, Kwame Brown.
Yeah, consider the source.
Yeah,
here.
Consider the source. Yeah, consider the source, Bergman. Where did you find this?
On Twitter somewhere, and it started a
Well, if it's on Twitter, it must be true.
It was Kwame Brown.
It is what he's saying.
And his teeny tiny
small hands.
Hands of stone.
Yeah.
No, they were small, too. Like, he could not
small
catch a ball.
Small hands of stone. Small hands of stone. All right, so I'm really furious over this, and it's creating a great deal of controversy. It's a Starbucks controversy. And you know, I go to Starbucks every day.
Okay.
I pick up Starbucks downstairs. I have my quad espresso. I have my nitro brew. And I've got my turkey bacon sandwich. Starbucks has changed or is changing their ice. Have you heard about this?
I don't think so.
So presently, they use chipped ice, okay?
Oh, yeah, this may have come up last week. I don't remember.
And now they're going to be going to that little pebble ice that they use at Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf.
Yeah, not a fan.
I am not a fan at all. I think Starbucks is making... Go straight to the top. Go to Howard...
Schultz?
Howard Schultz. Go straight to the top on this ice thing. Bergman will... Now, you drink ice at Illy.
What kind
of ice do you get at Illy?
I don't get iced. I get just black coffee. But I refuse to go to Starbucks anyway. The coffee is just not good.
The coffee is... I have no idea because I just chug it.
Right. So then go chug an Illy coffee. It's better.
Yeah, I want my Starbucks. I want that sense
but
of
why?
Like,
why does it have to be Starbucks?
Habit, ritual. It's downstairs.
You get the same
I order
in
advance when I walk into the store. There it is. Now maybe it has the wrong ice, but I like ordering ahead and going to the store and having it done for me. Jorge, do you think this ice thing is a major controversy?
No, I'm with Bergman. I don't. Same thing. Starbucks is not my deal.
You don't get.
You guys really? I like Starbucks.
I like Starbucks too.
Yeah. Starbucks is good.
Mass produced, not good.
Yeah, it's not good.
Illy is mass produced. What do you think? There's just one.
It's different.
One
it's
grower of coffee beans.
There's not
beans
as many Illys. Okay, how many? There's a Starbucks on every single corner. You think that they're going to have the same amount, like the beans are going to be good? No, they have to mass produce those beans. It's different. Illy coffee is different than Starbucks.
It is definitely different. It's just not.
It's just not good.
But it is mass produced.
Momo loves the Pebble Ice. I actually like the Pebble Ice.
I hate the Pebble Ice.
Pebble Ice is
the Pebble.
Why?
Pebble Ice is terrible. It remind. If I wanted Pebble
Ice, so now that you're
coffee bean and tea leaf.
Now that you're drinking cocktails,
coffee beans better.
Do you prefer the big cube in your cocktail, or do you prefer just rock cubes?
So interesting. It's a good question. There are certain drinks where the big gigantic ice cube feels appropriate.
Right.
Like for example, an old fashioned, the great big ice cube is good. But if I'm having something like a margarita, like tonight I'm going out drinking. Did I say that? Yeah, I'm going out drinking. And I'm going to drink margaritas. And I have the Pebble Ice or the smaller ice.
Yeah, or in a lot of cases, they just put the ice around the rim.
And I'm a lot of salt. I want a lot of salt on the rim. A lot of salt on the rim. That's what I like.
Yeah, I like the big block ice.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
block ice is way better. But where do you go that they have ice around a rim?
Anywhere.
Ice around the rim?
Well, you put salt around the rim, or when I was a bartender, when we made margaritas, we kept the glasses in a freezer.
Right, right.
So that means the salt would stick to them easier, so the glass was cold, so we didn't put any ice in the drink.
Right, but can we all agree that frozen margaritas suck?
Yes.
Yes.
They're not as good as
rock salt. Just give me rock salt.
They're not slushy, as good as non-frozen ones.
Yeah, it's a slushy. I don't want a slushy. When I go to a bar, I want rocks and salt.
I can go to 7-Eleven, get a slushy, and pour some tequila in it.
Slurpee. That's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Trying to buy purple drink over there.
pink, orange, whatever you want.
Do you have a purple drink?
There's plenty of colors.
Do you have a purple drink recipe? No, don't even joke about that. All right, coming up next for you, we're going to do some What's Up Fool, brought to you by Dos Hombres, which will be in my margarita tonight. That is coming up next for you, Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about Jake. Hey, it's Friday! By the way, this Friday, it is National Vote for the Mandy's Day. Did you know that? National Vote for the Mandy's Day. So wherever you are,
vote for the Mason and Ireland Show.
For Show of the Year. Go to ESPNLA.com and vote. Jorge is our executive producer of the Mandy Awards. Jorge, everything looking good?
Everything's looking good. With the Open, I'm going to work on it this week, and we should be ready for the 10th.
And I would imagine that there is no video of me in my underwear. Is that correct?
There's a lot of video of you in
underwear. Excellent. My mom and not Steph.
See, me daring you to do that's going to win you a Mandy. Yeah, it's going to be totally worth it.
Very, very proud moment in my life.
Hey, guys. Vote for Jorge.
And vote for Jorge. Vote for Ireland for most knowledgeable host.
Yeah, vote for Travis and Sliwa.
Vote.
They've never won a Mandy.
Travis is man of the people, right? That's what we're pushing for. I have a full endorsement for him. Bergman, I have a full endorsement for you for Producer of the Year.
Appreciate it.
Tyler, I have a full endorsement for you, whatever the hell it is you do.
Thanks, Mace.
And I don't even... Are you on the ballot somewhere?
Jorge, you can just fix it so you win all the Mandy's,
exactly.
Right? There you go. That's what you should do.
Cook the vote. Cook the vote. All right, so...
Like Succession, you know, just pick your winner and go there. Go that way.
Kwame Brown. Oh, we all remember Kwame Brown.
There's a reason all Laker fans owe a debt of gratitude to Kwame Brown. You guys know what it is?
Had to be traded for somebody.
Yeah, he got his pal Gasol.
Oh, got his pal, that's right.
Yeah. He was the money that made that trade work.
So randomly, Bergman, where did you find this at?
I don't know. I was scrolling Twitter and I just found it.
So somewhere on Twitter, Kwame Brown said this.
I discovered that LeBron, you not that, bro. I'm sorry. I can't hate to say it. You are a stat sheet junkie. You a bad boy when it comes to stats. Throughout history, people are going to, you know, the little nerds are going to look up your stat line and they're going to say, he got to be the greatest player that ever played the game. And people who actually play are going to know that is bullshit. I have never seen a guy of your caliber, a supposed caliber, you don't even get a shot off. You made me bet my money. Hey, LeBron, you made me bet my money. I at least thought Lakers second game, you gonna win this game. You made me bet my money. And you mean to tell me that you didn't have the nerve to tell me you were just gonna run in there and pump fake, and beg for the refs to bail your ass out again? How many times we got to see you flop and you owe that person $30 for that beer? You flopped and knocked the person beer out their hand. Never one time I played with MJ. I never seen MJ flop all the way to the sideline. Have you seen that?
You know who should have been a stat page junkie? Kwame Brown. I'm just looking at his numbers. I'm like,
yeah, one of the most disappointing number one overall picks of all time. Yeah. And you know who took him? Michael Jordan.
Oh, right.
That's when Michael Jordan was running
the
Wizards.
That all adds up then.
So I think he's got a little bit of an agenda. I think LeBron is underappreciated.
I do too.
I've always said that.
Yeah, I do too.
He gives you a chance to go to the finals just by having him on your team.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people are going to knock him, but I mean,
of all the people, Kwame Brown.
Yeah. Consider the source.
Yeah,
here.
Consider the source. Yeah, consider the source, Bergman. Where'd you find this?
On Twitter somewhere, and it started a
Well, if it's on Twitter, it must be true.
It was Kwame
and
Brown.
It is what he's saying.
And his teeny tiny.
Small hands.
Hands of stone.
Yeah.
No, they were small, too. Like, he could not
small
catch a ball.
Hands
save
of
his,
stone. Small yes, hands of stone. Fine. All right, so I'm really furious over this, and it's creating a great deal of controversy. It's a Starbucks controversy. And you know, I go to Starbucks every day.
Okay.
I pick up Starbucks downstairs. I have my quad espresso. I have my nitro brew. And I've got my turkey bacon sandwich. Starbucks has changed or is changing their ice. Have you heard about this?
I don't think so.
So presently, they use chipped ice, okay?
Oh, yeah, this may have come up last week. I don't remember.
And now they're going to be going to that little pebble ice that they use at coffee, bean, and tea leaf.
Yeah, not a fan.
I am not a fan at all. I think Starbucks is making, go straight to the top. Go to Howard.
Schultz?
Howard Schultz. Go straight to the top on this ice thing. Bergman will... Now, you drink ice at Illy. Kind of ice do you get at Illy?
I don't get iced. I get just black coffee. But I refuse to go to Starbucks anyway. The coffee is just not good.
The coffee is... I have no idea because I just chug it.
Then go chug an Illy coffee. It's better.
Yeah, I want my Starbucks. I want that sense
but
of
why?
Like,
why does it have to be Starbucks?
Habit, ritual. It's downstairs.
You get the same thing.
I order in advance when I walk into the store. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Now maybe it has the wrong ice, but I like ordering ahead and going to the store and having it done for me. Jorge, do you think this ice thing is a major controversy?
No, I'm with Bergman. I don't. Same thing. Starbucks is not my deal.
You guys really
like Starbucks.
I like Starbucks too.
Yeah. Starbucks is good. Mass produced, not good.
Yeah, it's not good.
Illy is mass produced. What do you think? There's just one.
It's different.
One
it's
grower of coffee beans.
There's not
beans
as many Illys. Okay, how many? There's a Starbucks on every single corner. You think that they're going to have the same amount? Like the beans are going to be good? No, they have to mass produce those beans. It's different. Illy coffee is different than Starbucks.
It is definitely better. Different. It's just not.
It's just not good.
But it is mass produced.
Momo loves
like
the pebble
everything.
Ice. I actually like the pebble
ice. I hate
ice,
the pebble
too.
Ice.
The pebble
hate
ice is
the pebble.
Why?
Pebble ice is terrible. If I wanted pebble
okay,
ice,
so now
I'd
that
go
you're,
to coffee bean and tea leaf.
Now that you're drinking cocktails,
yeah.
Coffee bean's better.
Do you prefer the big cube in your cocktail, or do you prefer just rock cubes?
So interesting. It's a good question. There are certain drinks where the big gigantic ice cube feels appropriate.
Right.
Like for example, an old fashioned,
yeah.
The great big ice cube is good. But if I'm having something like a margarita, like tonight I'm going out drinking. Did I say that? Yeah, I'm going out drinking. And I'm going to drink margaritas. And I have the pebble ice or the smaller ice.
Yeah, or in a lot of cases, they just put the ice around the rim.
I want a lot of salt on the rim. A lot of salt on the rim. That's what I like.
Yeah, I like the big block ice.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
the big block ice is way better. But where do you go that they have ice around a rim?
Anywhere.
Ice around the rim?
Well, you could put salt around the rim, or when I was a bartender, we kept, when we made margaritas, we kept the glasses in a freezer.
Right, right.
So that means the salt would stick to them easier,
sure,
and so the glass was cold, so we didn't put any ice in the
drink.
Right,
but can we all agree that frozen margaritas suck?
Yes.
They're not as good as
rock salt. Just give me rock salt.
They're not slushy, as good as non-frozen ones.
Yeah, it's a slushy. I don't want a slushy. When I go to a bar, I want a rocks and salt.
I can go to 7-Eleven, get a slushy, and pour some tequila in it.
Slurpee. That's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. All right.
Trying to buy purple drink over there.
Yeah. No,
pink, orange, whatever you want.
You have a purple drink.
There's plenty of colors.
You have a purple drink recipe? No, don't even joke about that. All right. Coming up next for you, we're going to do some What's Up Fool, brought to you by Dos Hombres, which will be in my margarita tonight. That is coming up next for you, Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.